AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Italy's highest court has just overturned the murder conviction of American Amanda Knox and her ex-boyfriend, closing their long legal saga. She heard the news moments ago in her hometown of Seattle. German Wings co-pilot Andreas Lubitz appeared happy and healthy to an acquaintance, but a picture emerged today of a man who hid evidence of an illness from his employers. The evidence includes a torn-up doctor's note that would have kept him off work the day that authorities claim he crashed his plane into an alpine mountainside. The father of a plane crash victim says he feels sorry for the co-pilot's family.
I don't feel anger. I'm really sad for the father, the parents of that young pilot. I can't imagine what they're going through right now, as well as our companions here.
Police working to recover remains from the crash site have recovered between 400 and 600 pieces of human remains, but police say they haven't found a single body intact. In the meantime, a church service has been held tonight in Dusseldorf, the plane's final destination for the 150 people who died. A federal jury has found that a South Dakota hospital is not liable in a case in which a man claimed health care workers carved the letters KKK into his stomach during heart surgery 4 years ago. The hospital maintained that the marks on Vern Traversi's stomach were the result of a skin reaction to medical tape. The Justice Department says a former University of Mississippi student has been indicted on federal charges that are connected to a noose hanging around the statue of a student who integrated the school. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has unveiled a new plan to combat the threat posed by bacteria that have developed a resistance to antibiotics.
Antibiotics have long been a medical staple, but they're now so common in hospitals, homes, and farms that bacteria have mutated around some top drugs, and the results, millions of illnesses and tens of thousands of deaths each year.
Drug-resistant bacteria are one of the most serious public health issues that we face today.
The president's five-year plan calls for regional networks to spot and corral outbreaks, public education to prevent antibiotic overuse, aggressive research on new drugs and techniques, and a hefty increase in spending for it all. Mark Smith at the White House.
Police in New York say a veteran's prosthetic eye has been stolen from his car in the village of Boonville. It was worth about $2,000. A tough week on the stock market ended quietly. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.